Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The mistakes of French lessons. Is Marjo trying to become insta famous? And is Marie's pregnant with baby number two? All this and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? I am so excited to be here to talk about two episodes this week. And I am your host, Leslie Colon, joined by a special guest, the one and only TK Trinidad.
I thought you were like, look at me to remember your name. It's like, it's Leslie.
No. I know my name.
Thank you for having me, Leslie.
No, thank you for filling in this week. Anissa is sick, so we wish you the best, and we will see you next week. But we are going to be talking about two episodes this week. Episode 12, It's a Mystery, and episode 13, Mrs. First Pitch. What are your overall thoughts on this episode?
I'm so proud to look at you, like, hosting shows. It was a great show. I mean, I've gotten used to the fact that it's, like, more comedy-esque. That's who they are. So once you take away the expectations of, you know, maybe having something a little bit serious or whatever, and, you know, the everyday lives of, you know, Ms. and Maurice, then, you know, it works.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about the show is that it's a lot of comedy-based. Mm-hmm. I feel like with Marjo, Maurice's mom, you see a lot of comedic moments there.
Yeah.
But I do want to see a little bit more of, like, their personal moments, like pregnancy and stuff like that, which we will be talking about.
Yeah.
But overall, it's very entertaining. And, of course, that's the point of this.
There you go.
All right, let's get into episode 12, It's a Mystery. So Mike wants to learn French. And I know you're Canadian.
Yes.
So do you know French?
Yeah, we actually took French. Well, let me backtrack. I used to know French. Mm-hmm. I can, like, listen to it and pick it up. So it's, like, it's French and Spanish. I can kind of pick up both.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take French up until 10th grade.
Oh, really?
With Maurice's situation, she's from Quebec.
Yeah.
So everything in Quebec is French. So their first language is French, and then they do English.
Oh.
So it's a little bit, it's kind of like the reverse. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Miz is learning French through WWE.
Mm-hmm.
They offer you to, if you want to pursue your education, they let you take lessons.
Yeah,
which
it's
I think
pretty cool.
Is really,
it's like
really
one-on-one.
Cool.
It's not even like a Duolingo is actually a really good app, but it's not even like an app thing. It's like he has a personal teacher.
Yeah, and it's cool. And you see also how WWE is a great company by doing these things where they don't just offer, you know, healthcare or anything like that. But if you want to pursue higher education, they do offer this, which is really, really cool. So Maurice tries to help out the Miz by putting little sticky notes all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would have helped you?
I think everybody's different. But I think it's one of those things where it's almost immersion, where it's like she just starts speaking to him.
Right.
And then he, like, picks it up and then has to respond. I think that might be the best way for him instead of doing, like, you know, bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, she did say that they've been together for 12 years and he still doesn't know a lot. And it's interesting because, you know, my first language was Spanish because I am Mexican. So
are you?
Yes, I am. You know? but it was interesting to see, like you said, for me, it was easier to learn English because it was taught to me at school.
Right.
So learning it while everyone around you is just speaking Spanish, it's much easier for you to pick up words.
Right.
So I think you're right in that sense where if Maurice would just strictly speak French to him, he would
have
to
figure it out. It almost becomes like a French
out.
Household,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I'm pretty sure that Monroe is already, like, learning little words.
Oh, no, for sure. I remember there was one of my track coaches, his nanny was a Hispanic, and his daughter was, like, speaking Spanish to the point where he didn't understand what she was saying.
Right.
So, I mean, unfortunately, the nanny had to get fired. But it's, like, one of those things where if the kid is around somebody primarily and is hearing the language and, you know, then obviously it's just the same thing with, like, I don't want to compare dogs and babies, but, like, you have dogs in another country, they respond to, like, whatever language a person's speaking. So
that's
it's like,
true.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So it's just, like, one of those things. So, yeah, he should learn it, but it's like, how bad do you want it?
Right.
You almost have to do it daily. Like, I have a friend who learned Spanish in a year and a half, but he was constantly at it. He was, you know, going out to lunch with people. Like, he was very consistent right. at where he was at. And then he actually ended up going to, like, Puerto Rico or somewhere for, like, a year or something like that. So then he came back and now he's, like, fully, like, yeah. fluent. So you have to, it's one of those things where it's almost like you have to do it day in, day right. out.
And, like, you have to keep going. If you, for me, I took French, like, for 4 years in mm-hmm. high school and I completely forgot, like,
yeah,
a
but
whole
you,
bunch of things. And that's because you don't practice it.
Yeah, but you should know some of it, though.
Well, yeah, I do it's know, like, so, the basics.
Yeah, yeah. it's so close to Spanish. It's, yeah. it's really crazy.
The, like, verbs and the nouns and everything is super, super close yeah. to Spanish. So it was, like, easy to pick it up in that sense.
Yeah.
But
then the, like, the speaking is a little yeah, different. Yeah,
the speaking, especially with the R's. I mean, I can roll my R's, but I don't know. They have this thing.
It's, like, a little, it's deeper.
Yeah, it's, yeah. like, the way you do it with their throat. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting.
And then, like, French
that,
in Paris and French in Canada are, like, they're, it's a slight difference, too.
Right. And yeah. that's what we saw. The teacher was from Paris, yeah. France, while Maurice is from Canada.
Quebec, yeah.
So it is two completely different, like, style.
Not different, but yeah, just slightly off.
Well, it makes sense because in Spanish too, like, people from Puerto Rico have different
yeah.
like even accents.
Spain.
And from the Dominican Republic mm-hmm. as well, from Spain. The Spanish from Spain is completely different
yeah.
from, like, the Spanish from Mexico.
Yeah.
So when you talk to people, it's, like, little things. I remember I had a friend who was, like, from Puerto Rico, and he was like, yeah, it's, like, a straw is a completely different word in Spanish to, like, you guys in Mexico
yeah.
than to us in Puerto Rico. So it's, like, it's interesting to see how, like, the different locations impact how you learn your language.
Yep.
So because of this, Maurice and Marjo are very proud of Mike. So they end up starting to act a little weird, and they cook him breakfast
yeah.
and do all the chores in the house, and he starts suspecting that something's up.
Yeah, I would too.
Would you?
Well, I mean, like, everybody is a creature of habit.
Right.
Right? So if you break that habit, then, like, for instance, this is a total plug, but if you watch Women's Wrestling Weekly yesterday, we had Chelsea Green on, who is part of NXT, and how Zack Ryder proposed to her, like, they're used to a certain habit. Like, he always walks around in his gym clothes.
Right.
So one day he was going out with his jeans on. She's like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, you never wear jeans unless it's for something. So she essentially, like, because he broke the, you know, what they usually do, she was able to find out that he was going ring shopping because he just, apparently he can't
oh,
lie.
Really?
So yeah, it's just like, if he had just went out with his, you know, gym
clothes,
she
yeah.
would have never known. So it's one of those things that people are a creature of habit. And then if you're with a person who pays attention, then they pick it up. So
I don't pay attention, so
well, you
it's
know.
Easy to surprise me. Just FYI, if you ever want to surprise me, you know.
Put it out there in the universe.
Put it out there, pretty much. So also, one of the big things that did make him, like, a little weird out is the fact that Maurice broke down the boxes from all of her shopping purchases.
Yeah.
So I would be very weirded out as well, because in the previous episodes, we saw that was one of his main tasks when he came home.
Yeah.
Was to break down all the episodes because Maurice is a shopaholic. What'd you think of that? Did you think something was up when that happened?
I mean, I guess it depends on how many boxes there were.
But still, I don't think. Maurice
and how many days? And how many days
that.
He was gone for?
True.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's like one of those things where you either clean your house and then you deep clean your house. It's like two different versions of cleaning.
True.
So, you know, maybe it was just like, oh, she usually just throws the box, like, in the garage and he breaks them down, and maybe she actually is like, okay, well, you know, everything's taken care of in the house. Let me just do this. It's only gonna take like 10 minutes. So, you know.
Yeah, it was interesting. So because they were acting really weird, Mike starts trying to investigate what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that he does is while he's on the road, he has cameras in his house.
Which is weird.
I know. Would you spy on, like, your family like he did when he, like, gets a sensor,
well,
when the sensor goes off?
Cameras are beneficial because, like, I mean, say something goes wrong. But it's also one of those things where it's just, well, I guess it's your house and you guys live together, but I don't know. Like, it's one of those things, like, if you have, like, you know, teenage kids,
mm-hmm.
like, you might see something you don't want to see. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of, like, the stuff that you don't want to see. Like, almost like, you know, when he saw Marjo, like, naked in the kitchen and stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's like, there's certain things that you just don't even want to know.
True, but I think in regards to, like, their status, you know, they are celebrities
right.
and the where they live. Well, I don't
well,
think it's
a gated,
like,
community
bad,
too.
But
yeah.
you just never know.
Yeah.
They did have an incident here in LA when there was a robber in their house and Marjo, Maurice's mom, was in the house.
Yeah.
So I think after that, he was like, okay, you know, I have to keep these for safety purposes.
Yeah, they're definitely beneficial, but it's still kind of
yeah,
weird.
But I don't think I would be on my app, like, constantly just trying to spy on people.
People have dogs, and they always spy on their dogs.
Oh, yeah, I think there's,
it's
like...
It's so weird. Yeah, they want to, like, see what their dog is doing during the day. Dog's, like, watching TV or something. Mm-hmm. It's so creepy.
I mean, I guess it's, like, watching your kids.
Same thing. Yeah, I don't know. Well, the dog is... I mean, even the dog, though, you might see something that you never saw your dog do. Like, oh, that's what he does. Like, you know, he might, like, spit up on your pillow or something. Oh, he might do something weird that you just didn't want to know. And now you do know. It's now, like, you're looking at, like, what else does he do? So it's beneficial in the safety sense, but it's also one of those things where it's just, like, you might just see, you know, something you don't want to see.
I guess it's a matter of perspective. But yeah. Mike definitely loves this. Mm-hmm. And when he starts to spy on them, he overhears a French word. So he ends up translating it on this little, like, device that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And it translates to pregnant.
Right.
So then he's freaking out and thinks that Maurice is pregnant. Spoiler, we know that she's pregnant.
Yeah, they did announce it. But, yeah, the timing of this, like, when they air the episodes are kind of like out of order.
How'd you feel about that?
I mean, I think I would come to that conclusion too. Because they probably obviously talked about having another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Maurice has surprised them before because that's her MO.
Right.
So maybe that's, you know, it was in the subconscious and that's what he wanted to hear. And, you know, that's, you know, what he translated it to.
True. And not just that, there were like little hints that he picked up on. So yeah. He did say they were having Monday Night Raw sessions.
Oh my gosh.
And we saw that in the previous episode. So we know they're definitely working on it.
Oh, geez.
And then also little things like when the baby clothes was there and it was newborn, he thought it was, you know, for a newborn baby, but little did we know it was for her friend.
Yeah. And the thing too would be kind of weird because if he did find out that she was pregnant, like he would know, like when I think she surprised him within the 3 months. They had to know before the 3 months, then everybody else knows after.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of, you know, maybe he just jumped the gun a little bit.
Yeah. And not just that, I feel like we really know how Maurice does things.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is a big announcement and how we saw her announce the first time around when she was pregnant with Monroe.
Right.
I don't think she would let it slide. I think she's really good at hiding things.
Oh, yeah.
And she definitely would have wanted to surprise him or, like, shock him in a way like she did the first time around.
Yeah.
So I don't think she would have easily, like, let it slip out.
Yeah,
so
definitely
she's
not.
Definitely smarter than him. We know that for sure.
Yeah, I hope he knows that.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows that. He knows his wife is, like, everything. But anyway, so then he tries to plan this big surprise. So mm-hmm. they go to dinner, and then he plans this big surprise, tell his parents that Maurice is pregnant, and brings out mariachi and everything to try to celebrate the fact that Maurice is pregnant, when little do we know she's not even pregnant.
It's so funny when they went shopping and he got the Jeggings, and the ladies behind the counter were like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. Like, no, because there's so many, like, I remember when I was doing the TMZ tours. And, you know, I had a good crowd. It was like maybe 15 or 20 people in the bus or something. I had a good crowd. And I legitimately thought this lady was pregnant. And it was her and her husband. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, when you're doing, but I didn't say it loud enough, but the husband picked it up and he's like, she's not pregnant. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, he saved it. And it's like one of those things that as a woman, you don't want, like, that's if you're not. And then, of course, you know, Maurice looks good.
Definitely.
But it's just one of those things where it's a sensitive issue, especially, like, you know, body-wise and, you know, psyche-wise. So, you know, it's like you bought her Jeggings and, like,
I know.
For what? She probably didn't start wearing maternity clothes until, like, she was maybe, like, 7 months.
And I don't
think
she did.
Yeah. She probably just got away with, like, some, like, larges or something.
Leggings or something like that. I feel like a lot of women don't even like to buy maternity clothes.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where, like, you just... get a few sizes more. Mm-hmm. So you make sure it stretches and you get a few sizes bigger.
Right. And not just that, like, your body is growing and changing and it's a lot for a woman. So they definitely don't want to feel like, you know, their body is changing in a way where they're used to, like, Maurice is in super good shape and stuff like that. And she's like, really, like, this is pretty much a sign that my body is, like, not how it was before.
Yeah.
So it definitely is a sensitive topic.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty hilarious when the mariachi came out with a cake and everything, and his parents were super excited.
Oh my gosh, his dad's hilarious.
To surprise Maurice because Mike wanted to beat her to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she surprises him and was like, I am not pregnant.
Why would he want to beat her to that? Like, I guess so. I wonder, did he give her a push gift? Like how Kanye gave Kim one?
I don't think so.
That's what he should have surprised her with.
Is that even a thing, though?
Like, apparently so, with celebrities.
Really?
Yeah, like a push present. I mean, but I think you get it after the kid, but why not get it before?
True. But like I said, he was trying to outsmart her.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean,
obviously clearly. That did not work.
Not even close.
So that was pretty much episode 12. We find out that she isn't pregnant and that they're not having a baby number two.
Not yet.
At least. Mm-hmm. Because we, of course, as we know, if you guys follow the Miz and Maurice on Instagram, we do know that she is pregnant now with baby number two.
Did she announce the sex yet?
No, she didn't. But what are you predicting that it's going to be?
I think it'd be kind of cool if they were a girl.
Really?
Because then it's just like women are running the house and it'll drive Miz crazy. Mm. But a boy would be good too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a boy. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be one-on-one.
Well, who knows if they want more kids, though, too.
True. That's why. So yeah. I think it'd be perfect if they had a boy and a girl.
It's like, feels like Texas is like you just have more house. You have a bigger house so you can have more kids because everything is cheaper there, too.
True. But we will see.
We will see.
What the baby is. The second it baby. So now moving on to episode 13, Miz's first pitch. So Mike was invited to throw the first pitch at the Cleveland and Indians game. Mm-hmm. So he ends up starting to practice with his dad in Cleveland in their backyard and is like trying to throw, you know, baseball to like this. What is it? Like
a pitching net.
Yeah, pitching net. Yeah. And he's trying to practice because he's really nervous. Would you have practice too?
Yeah, but I don't think you can ever, like, because it also depends on, because I was working for a radio station where the host of that station had to pitch. Mm-hmm. And it just really depends on how far they put you away, like where they put the mound for you.
Right.
So if you tell them that you can throw the ball, then they're going to adjust that. But if you're like, no, I can't throw the ball like for crap, then they'll put you closer. So it just kind of like depends. I mean, again, we're not saving lives here. Like,
yeah,
just don't like floor it.
Well, not just that. He's in Cleveland. It's his hometown. So he didn't want
to. Yeah, but they don't expect him to be a baseball player.
But then if you throw it bad, it goes viral.
Well, that's good. Then more people know who he is.
Yeah, but you know, the Miz likes to do everything perfect because he's awesome. So he tries to do everything.
Well, I mean, either way.
As good as possible.
He can just make it look like an awesome bad pitch.
True. Hey, good point.
I'm just saying.
Saving it. But one of the things that I think was pretty funny was the fact that his dad was coaching him. And he was like, this brings me back to my childhood when my dad used to be super strict on me and was like, you know, throwing or yelling at him in his baseball games to do better. Yeah. I know you grew up doing sports.
Yeah.
Were your parents like that?
No, my parents were very It was weird, like, because I'm, like, atypical first child, like, immigrant parents. So they just really, I think that my mom went to one track event of mine, and this is when I was pro, and then she went to go and get coffee, and she, like, missed my race. Like, she was there the whole time, and then I was, like, warming up, and then, like, she literally just went and stood in line, and then, like, she missed my whole race.
Yeah.
But I never really, yeah, they weren't really big on that, because they just didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, because, like, coming from, like, the islands, it wasn't, like, a big thing. It's just, like, you go to school and you play some sports. But now when you're, like, you know, you're training 6 hours a day and all this stuff, it's just, like, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely be like that.
You would be a parent like that?
Oh, yeah.
I can see that. I feel like your character,
like, perfection is key.
And especially if they were to do track and stuff, you would definitely want
to track is, like, the basis of a lot of sports. So it's, like, I wouldn't want them to run track because there's just no money in it. But I would definitely want them to get the technique of it, because then that can carry you in, like, proper running form for football and somewhat basketball and soccer, etc. So like, I would definitely be more, I'm more of a technician than anything else.
Interesting. So you're team dad's dad here while I'm team Mike here.
I mean, but that's the thing though, like, I was talking to my mom, I think 2 days ago, and no matter what, they're always gonna be your parents, whether you know, they're, you know, the nagging parents or not. It's like, they have these things, they're always gonna be your mom or dad.
Yeah.
So whatever they, however they treated you when you were a kid, you're still a kid to them because you're still their child.
And I feel like you see that a lot. I don't know if the Miz, like, wish that his parents weren't like that. Or I know he kind of has an iffy relationship with his dad where he's like, my dad has never told me me I love you. My right. dad has never been there for me. My dad has never said that he's proud of me. He just kind of uses my fame for his own benefit to like sign this.
But is that true though? Like how much of it is it? How much of it?
I don't know if it's for the show right. or if it's really reality.
Yeah,
you know. But it's interesting to see that he's putting that out there and yeah. he says it like nothing. And we see when he goes to the game that his dad's like, hey, I want to tell you something. And then he was like, what? And he was like, I'm proud of you and I love you. And he was all shocked and was like, what? And he's like, don't tell me this thing, because now he feels like he was pressured.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of this, because he never grew up seeing right. like that.
Yeah, but then you also take in consideration, too, that at one point your parents, like, you didn't exist.
Right.
And, like, whatever baggage or issues that your parents had, like, they're carrying it from when they were children. So I think people, like, often forget, even just dealing with folks when people have issues or days, it's like, you don't know, you know, what they're dealing with and what they're, you know, all this mm-hmm. stuff that we're carrying, you know, generations sometimes. Right. So, you know, I think the bigger question is, like, why is his dad like that? And yeah. if his dad doesn't want to tell him what he was like as a child, then maybe he should ask somebody else to figure out, you know, those little idiosyncrasies, yeah. like why he acts like that.
Well, not just that. I think it's a matter of personality as well. Some mm-hmm. people just can't show emotion yeah. and don't know how to be affectionate. Mm-hmm. And from what it seems like, I feel like his dad's like that.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Because his dad's parents might have been, his grandparents might have been like that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if you grew up not having that, it's definitely hard to change that.
Yeah,
so for sure. And especially when your child is wanting that mm-hmm. and you don't know how to, you know, express it,
right,
doing little things like that I guess is improvement.
Yeah,
but I know it's definitely hard when you grow up not being told like I love you and stuff like that, even though you know your parents love you,
right, because they want to do half the things,
right,
like, you know.
They just don't know how to express it, so it makes sense why his dad doesn't really show emotion.
Well, I mean, his dad is kind of hilarious, so I don't know.
He's very interesting. He's an interesting
character. Yeah, but would you rather, like, the button-up stiff person, or would you rather, you know, a Majo or the Mrs. Dad, where they're, like, so, they're interesting, where they are memorable parents?
True. But I just didn't expect that from the Miz, because he's so, like, I don't know. I feel like he's a perfectionist, and the way he, like, presents himself.
Right.
I expected, you know, his parents to be, like, in suit and tie and like all dressed up and stuff like that, exactly like him. So
yeah, but I think LA changes people.
True.
Like, not in a good or a bad way, but I think when you do entertainment, often cases when you meet people who entertainment and then you meet their parents, mm-hmm. especially their parents are not entertainment, it's usually like a totally different version of them, but it's a totally different version of them, because now that person who's in Hollywood or LA, they have now grown accustomed to the LA lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I talk about like feng shuiing my place and all this other stuff, and people in Toronto are like what? Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, and it's yeah. a very different like lifestyle, like going to restaurants or like just, you know, mm-hmm. going to cafes and stuff like that. Yeah. It's a different thing. So I think it's more, you know, the Miz is definitely more Hollywood than, you know, his dad.
I mean, it's part of his character.
Exactly.
It's literally his life. So he definitely has taken in that culture and mm-hmm. the LA lifestyle.
Yeah.
So moving on, Marjo and Maurice. So Maurice is taking pictures of herself with Monroe, mm-hmm. and she ends up posting it on Instagram because Monroe does have an Instagram. And I feel like it's a thing nowadays where babies have Instagrams.
So I was looking at, I refused to follow her. Serena Williams' daughter, uh-huh. her daughter has, Olympia has an Instagram, but her daughter's doll has an Instagram too. And her daughter's doll has a crazy amount of following.
See? Like, this
It's crazy, yeah. But she's like, the doll, I think her name is Quay Quay. The doll is like, I refuse to follow her, but I check in from once in a while. And the doll will be in all these places all over the world, like in shots, like, you know, or like even with, like, it'll be with Serena, or it'll be with Serena's husband, or they'll be like at the tennis court and the doll has a picture of like her and the, it's just, it's crazy.
And that's what society has come to.
Oh, yeah. Dolls,
social
dogs,
media,
I mean,
everything. So Marjo is pretty much jealous of the fact that her granddaughter has more followers than her.
Mm-hmm.
So she ends up asking Maurice, like, hey, you need to help me. So they end up going to the back and, like, doing a photo shoot in a bikini and everything.
Yeah. She looks good. Marjo looks amazing.
What do you think about that? Would you help out your mom and get her followers?
No. Well, my mom is, like, she's super private. Like, she has a... Like, she doesn't have a profile pic. Like, she has a page, really? But she doesn't really have a profile pic. She's, like, mm-hmm. she's not that type of person. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. It was just like it was fun. The fact that she was posing and doing all this stuff, yeah. And you know, it's good to be that type of person that can have fun with, you know, with anything. Like, you know, right. you through failures and through successes, you can just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
And that's definitely Marjo. So,
and I love that Marjo is so open to this and mm-hmm. how she's very part of their lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
So she definitely fits in with their family and everything that they do.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm glad to see like little things like that. And she makes everything fun. So yes. I love watching the show now because of her.
And then apparently Dolph likes the pictures too.
Yeah, so. We're going to talk about that. Yikes. So speaking of Dolph, so one of her inspirations was actually Dolph Ziggler, the WWE superstar. So she ends up going to his profile and pretty much stalks him and is liking pictures from like 2015.
That's so creepy.
And like Marie said, that's the number one rule on Instagram that you don't do.
Well, that and liking like 20 pictures all in a row.
True. That's when you know someone's a creep.
Yeah, it's like if you like a picture from like way back when, like a year ago, or then you like literally like one picture after the other. It's just kind of like it's weird.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a friend who's not on social media a lot. But if it's like something you don't know, it's just like, why would you?
Well, and I just know like one thing. This is what happens. When my friends like want to see something and mm-hmm. they're like showing you a guy's profile or something, right. They're like, don't like it. So you definitely cannot like, that's another rule. Don't like your crush's picture if they don't know that you like him. And if you're stalking them.
But how will they know that you like them? What if you just...
Because
like the picture.
Or like, because you never know. A lot of girls do stalking nowadays on different profiles.
Well, that's just a waste of time.
But it happens.
You should secure the bag. Then he'll just come to you.
Oh, is that how you do it?
I'm just saying, like, why are you wasting your time stalking this guy if he's, like, you know, not about life?
It's part of social media now. And so sliding into your DMs. So Dolph Ziggler is also sliding into Marjo's DMs, and
that's hilarious.
Is definitely not liking this.
I wish that they kind of lived in Florida because that's where Dolph lives, and I wish like that would be just a hilarious episode.
What if they did a prank on him? Like all three of them were like, I don't know, Dolph and like Marjo will be on their own doing something like on a date.
Yeah, that's what
or
I'm
something.
Saying. Like if they were on Florida, like, really that would definitely be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just unfortunate that they're not as close.
And it's definitely cool to see the fact that Dolph is living for this and goes along with Marjo's crazy pictures mm-hmm. and everything. She's in a bikini. She's even like imitating
the duck face and
impressing
everything.
What is it? Yeah, she's doing like the his entrance.
Oh yeah, that was.
Yeah,
that's what hilarious. She's doing. Yeah, his entrance song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not?
Hey, that's how you get more.
I know.
Followers.
I actually meant to go and look up her Instagram. I just ran out of time, so I have to do that sometime.
That's what I didn't get.
Too. Yeah,
I'm gonna follow her now.
Yeah,
definitely because of the show. I'm sure she has way more followers after like these episodes have aired.
Yeah, I wonder. They should have just like put her social media like scrolled at the bottom of the show.
I know, right? That would definitely get her more.
Yeah.
You think she still keeps up with these like photo shoots and stuff?
It was funny. Marissa says like, oh, you're good for 4 days and we'll do more. It's like, damn, like, I don't even, that's too much work. But,
she even has her own social media calendar.
Yeah. I mean, why not? If you have the time and she's doing all that shopping.
True. And I'm sure they spend a lot of time at home, so they definitely could do
I would too.
Bit
that home is amazing.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So moving on, Maurice is trying to get back into shape after having a baby. You know, she had Monroe 5 months ago, and mm-hmm. she's trying to get back into shape because she is on the road now with The Miz.
Yeah.
And she's going to do her first pay-per-view back, which is Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing all these crazy workouts, and one of them is a jazzercise. Have you ever done that?
No.
Would you ever do that?
No.
Really?
No.
What do you think about that?
I mean, whatever. My thing is whatever motivates you to, like, actually be active.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if that's, like, that's your thing. Because I know a lot of people who like doing, like, dancing workouts.
Yeah.
And that's your thing and you burn calories, then great. Because if it's, like, you hate going to the gym or you hate lifting weights or you hate doing all this other stuff, then, you know, don't do it and, you know, take a pole dancing class. Like, so I'm for it. It's hilarious. But I wouldn't
see,
do
and
it.
I'm the opposite. I know you like to do the whole weightlifting and stuff like that, and I'd rather
do
the dancing.
Boot camps.
Yeah, that's hardcore stuff.
Oh my gosh.
If you don't know, she's very into fitness.
Well, I mean, as a former retired professional athlete, what do you want from me?
True, but I'd rather do Zumba and dance my life away. That's just my type, so I'm with them on this one. Except yeah. I don't know about the Jazzercise. I don't know if I would do that.
That's yeah, I don't know. Because for me, I like to measure things. And if I were to do like a Zumba class, it's just like, okay, so we just like, yeah, like dance.
And it's all about like your vibe too. If that's not your vibe, if that's not your music, then
yeah, the music definitely. Like I love spin class. They do like reggaeton versus like soca and dance hall music.
Yeah,
I love going to those spin classes. But when they play like the other stuff, I'm like, I'll pass.
Yeah.
So the music definitely is key, but I'm definitely rather measurable stuff. But I love the fact that Miz joined in.
I know.
Where did he get the outfit from?
I don't know. Oh, the Gold Sheep clothing or something like that. Some famous Instagram page that I'm sure they got sponsored by that to promote it. Yeah, they posted it on Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then, enjoy.
I'm just really glad that the fact that they included Mrs. Mom in this, because you don't see a lot of her in this season.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see
her. Isn't it his stepmom, right? Or is his mom?
No, it's his mom.
Oh. Yeah. Because isn't his dad married to somebody else?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, he's always said his mom, not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Interesting.
I swear I might have saw that. Into that. Both of them might let us know soon.
Yeah, true. That is a good point.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to our news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So for this week, we have a big announcement, since I'm guessing you don't know because you've been bringing this up this episode. The Miz and Maryse are moving back to LA.
Oh, are they really?
Yes.
They're selling their house?
Yeah, they're selling their house in Texas and they're moving back to LA.
Why?
Here are pictures of little Monroe Sky on the jet and her helping out the family packing and stuff. So yeah, they're moving back to LA. I don't know. I guess they were just tired of the lifestyle over there. And
I wonder if that was like a media thing then.
Who knows?
Huh.
But I know Joseph Bosa in the chat said that they were moving, that they sold their house in LA. So, yeah. There they are, Maryse and Monroe. They even got a private jet this time.
Yeah.
So they definitely did not drive.
Like, bus thing.
Yeah. So, to the next set of news. The Miz is having his Miz Fest next week, where we see him celebrate his birthday. So we'll see what kind of little tricks Maryse, creates for him. Because I'm sure she really threw a big birthday party for that.
I think she's really big on, like, the birthdays. Bashes. Yeah.
Do you remember her baby shower, how she had, like, a huge baby shower and it was, like, themed? I think it was princess themed. She was Cinderella.
I can't remember.
You don't remember that?
Because I'm, like, confusing. I think The Miz and Maryse and Taya and Johnny, they're actually really good friends. So they had like a party. Like they've had, there's too many parties.
Yeah, but they throw good parties.
Yeah.
Anyways, lastly, this Sunday, we are having Money in the Bank. It is a WWE pay-per-view for those who do watch wrestling. So stay tuned. We are going to have an after show for that. So make sure to check that out. And that is all for our news.
Boom.
Well, all right. You good?
Yeah,
anything
good.
You have to say?
Nope.
All right, what were your awesome moments for this episode?
Definitely Marjo and her swimsuit. I guess her swimsuit photo shoot. And then I wouldn't say awesome, but just like, why did you let him do it? Like those sales clerks.
Oh yeah.
Like saying, "Oh my gosh, that's so cute." It's like, no, that should have been like, maybe you want to think about this.
Yeah.
Like
him going out to shop and give her a gift for her being pregnant.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's true. For me, it was definitely when they came out with the mariachi and the cake. And then she was like, "I am not pregnant."
Yeah.
And
I wish she should have just made. Do you think she should have just gone with it?
I feel like she should have. I feel like she's the type to go along with it.
Yeah.
So I was surprised that she didn't. But that was definitely an awesome moment.
Yeah.
And definitely when Ziggler slid into his DMs and then The Miz called him and was like, "Why are you doing this?"
Oh, and then Miz and Maryse's first date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about that. So, because of that, Maryse talks about their first date, and she says that they went to a porn store on their first date.
Yeah.
And The Miz thought it was a great idea and that she was going to be entertained, but she was definitely scared. How would you react? Would you go on a second date?
Well,
if someone took you?
It depends on the person. Like, if I know them, like, I guess it depends on if I just met them for the first time, then no. But they were in the car driving together, and, you know, they drive all over the place, you know, for matches and stuff like that. So, I don't think, yeah, I don't think, maybe they're just getting to know each other.
Yeah, but for me, personally, I definitely would have not enjoyed that. And then also, like, I don't feel like it's in the Miz's character to do something like that.
Well, I mean, that was, they've been married for 12 years, so yeah, that might have been 14 or 15 years ago.
True.
And he's coming off of the reality show craze, oh, yeah, so it's probably a totally different person, like, you know, as yeah, far as maturity-wise, so.
But he said it worked. They are married, and I'll have 2 kids, or yep, 1.5.
1.5.
1.5, because the other one isn't born, and we don't know what it is yet.
Yes. Well, but we don't know, but they probably know.
True. We will see. Mm-hmm. And what do you think are going to be your predictions for next week's
episode? Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't know. I mean, just, they're pretty consistent with, you know, finding something interesting, making it funny, and then almost having like a, you know, I guess the conclusion is Maurice is always right, and, you know, true, the Miz is trying to, it's like almost like, I forgot what it was, like Pinky in the Brain type thing. It's like, you know, like Maurice is the one who like runs the world, and the Miz is Pinky.
Who runs the world? Do you know that song?
By
Beyonce. Yeah. She's the best. I had to.
I'm like, what?
It just came to
how
my
does that have to do with, does that have to do with Pinky in the Brain?
Because you said who runs the household, okay, and then who runs the world, girls. And she definitely runs the household. Copy. And the world. You see? That was good. Give me credit for that. That was funny. Anyways, we see how Mike is pretty much being, I guess, in a magazine for yeah, being the dad best bond, dad bond, and he's definitely not happy about that.
I wouldn't be happy either.
So my prediction is that he's definitely going to work out more mm-hmm, and try to get a different like magazine cover to say like the best fit dad,
yeah,
in like Hollywood or something.
I know, but he's like, that's really some stiff competition, especially if you just consider like WWE, like not even going outside of
true,
like to the rest of the sports world. So
you
I don't
think
know,
there's more competition in WWE? For best dads, dad bods or dad body?
Yeah.
Who would be your favorite?
I mean, you have so many people, like Apollo Crews is great, and
true.
I mean, Roman Reigns, like there's just so many,
yeah,
there's so many people, like
you're right, he yeah, does have a lot of competition.
It's like a lot of competition, and you take it outside of WWE to everybody else, it's a wrap.
Yeah, but to so, the Miz, you know, he is the best.
Well, I mean,
because he is awesome.
I mean, you know, teach his own.
True. But that is it for these two episodes. Thank you so, so much for joining us.
No problem. I'll send you my tab.
Yeah, for sure. Let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And you can find me at _ Leslie Colon. And then stay tuned for next week. Bye.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.